oppressed the religious and the political class every step of the way. And then finally, the church needs to herald the gospel. The church needs to preach the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, that cleanses us from all sin. See, at times when we gather together and persons find themselves in a situation like this, they may reflect on the past. They may reflect upon bad decisions that they made in their youth. They may reflect upon previous horrors that they committed. But understand this. The psalmist said, if thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. There is hope in the blood of Jesus. There is redemption in the blood of Jesus. There is forgiveness in the person of our Lord Jesus. If you have sinned this sin, if you have participated in this sin, if you have sinned in other sins, if you have hated people in your hearts without any warrant, you have not done what God has said relative to the sixth commandment, there is hope in our blessed Savior. Scripture says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Brethren, I think where the law is preached, the gospel comes on its heels to bring the balm of Gilead to those needy sinners that have been bruised, broken, and battered by that law to understand that there is hope to be had in the person and in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone, the Bible is clear, everyone who comes to me, Jesus says, I will in no wise cast out. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That last great day of the feast in John's gospel, he says, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he is preaching to Jerusalem sinners. He tells them their number one sin, him you crucified by lawless hands. And yet he's able to say to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So when we bring that law to bear upon sinners concerning this revolting practice of abortion, let us be there with the gospel of free and sovereign grace to tell sinners there is hope, there is life, there is